Hey, I'm Dabs, and you're listening to The Hip Hop Show. Today, we're joined by a very, very special guest, all the way from the States, one and only. You might know him from popular songs, particularly on TikTok, like Bunny Girl, Ash Cash, Stay With Me. And he's here touring with Sonica Music Festival, performing at the Sydney Meyer Music Bowl on the 17th of March. One and only, welcome to the show.
What's good? How are you?
I'm doing well. I know we had like a little bit of a pre-interview chat, but yeah, we're feeling great. Everything's handled on your end. Everything's recorded. Hopefully there's no mishaps on this end, but we're sounding great. And the audio is great for traveling, what, like 20,000 kilometers on this end? I'm not sure if you're familiar with that term, but it's a lot of miles.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no clue, but it's dope.
Dope. Amazing. Now you're living every 18-year-old's dream at the moment. What is it like transitioning from you started making music in your bedroom using your gaming headset in 2019 to performing at places like Head in the Clouds with 88 Rising in 2022 to now quite literally flying out to Australia? How does that feel?
It's really cool. It's dope. I mean, I still feel like an 18-year-old though. Like, I don't do like anything too like out of the norm. But yeah, I mean, I'm very blessed and it's a fun job. Yeah.
It's yeah, interesting like, that you're describing it as a job now. Like, what is it like transitioning from just having music be something that you were doing for fun and posting on SoundCloud after posting on all your other social medias to now having it be something you're like, oh, wow, I'm making money from this.
It's very cool. I mean, like, I say job, but I mean, like, I really don't think of it as a job. Like, it's fun. I mean, I like have to do it, but I love to do it.
So. Exactly.
It's cool that I get paid for this, you know?
Yeah, perfect. Well, I mean, to start off with, I want to like kick it off with a bit of a curveball. We need to break the ice slightly just for everyone else here. I know in 2020 right. on your Twitter, you post a lot there, but in 2020, you tweeted that you wanted to get love tattooed on your hand. And you're quite young already, but you've accumulated quite a few tattoos. Have you managed to tick that one off the list yet?
Yeah, someone's definitely off the list.
You've got it.
I know, it's off the list, like as in like, that was probably like the cringiest shit that I've posted of a tattoo that I've wanted. But no, I did not get it. I did not get it.
Perfect. Yeah. Well, I mean, I wanted to ask as well, just as a follow-up question. You've got a few. You've got the one in Korean on your neck, correct? Is that...
Yeah.
Can you give us a little bit of insight into that? What does that one mean to you?
Okay, so that one says, "The world is yours." I was in a group starting out called "The World is Yours," and I still am in it. And it's just like a group of like artists and like producers and shit. And yeah, that's like pretty much it.
That's dope. And so when you were performing and working with this group, is that something that you felt helped you in formulating your kind of brand as a musician, as well as getting you out there and finding the confidence to put all your music out on SoundCloud to Spotify, and then now just pushing it like crazy on TikTok?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Perfect. Well, that's amazing. I mean, you're kind of leading the charge as well with the revival of the OG 2016 SoundCloud rapper wave. What was it like linking up with SoundCloud OGs like Nate Goyard, who's been making tight beats on YouTube for like years and years, and more recently Josiah was Ghost Killer?
Yeah, I mean, it's dope. Like I like honestly, like I love Josiah's music, and I was kind of like, it felt like kind of like a 360 like moment, like where it was kind of like, I was listening to Josiah in like fucking like seventh grade. And then like, now I'm like making music with him and shit, which is like dope. And with Nate, I haven't met Nate yet, but we've met on like Discord calls and shit. But yeah, I mean, like it's dope.
That's amazing. Yeah, because I noticed you've got quite a few songs with the Nate Goyard collaboration on there, and I'm like, this is an insane link up right now. Like even Josiah as well. How did that happen? Like, did you reach out to him? Was it like a mutual connection connected you both?
I think with Josiah, I forgot what happened. I think I hit him up to come over one day. And then he actually came over, and then we just started making music at like the Airbnb that I was at. And then we just started to like, you know, like hang out like after that. And then, you know, we just became like friends and shit.
That's dope. I feel like that's the best way to make music organically as well. Cause it's like, it really captures the vibe of everything that makes not only just hip hop music great, but like music in general, where it's like, you're not just collaborating because you both obviously find money in it, but it's something that's like, oh, we're just already homies, man, and we both like making music, let's cook it up.
Yeah, right.
I wanted to ask as well, you kind of started out on TikTok posting skate vods and vids and artist recommendations way back in like 2020. What's it like scrolling on TikTok? Do you still scroll on TikTok? And what's it like scrolling through TikTok, seeing the same content, and only the fact is you're the one being recommended to other people?
It's pretty cool. I mean, like, I do scroll on like TikTok a lot. Like the days where like I used to like shout out like very like indie like artists and like stuff like that were the good days, you know. Like it's like pre like music days. So it's like kind of like crazy that you like bring that up. It's like very old, but yeah, I mean, like, it's dope like to see like my name now, and yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, well, I mean, I noticed like back watching the old TikToks, you even shouted out people like Bia Badoobie and a lot of artists from 88 Rising as well. What was it like performing at Head in the Clouds and like rubbing shoulders with those people?
That was probably like top three experiences. It was very fun. It was actually my first festival I've ever even been to.
That's crazy. That's a surreal experience.
Yeah, no, it was like definitely like I was like shitting myself like right before like getting on, but it was definitely a really fun experience. Yeah.
So what was it like for you going out to Head in the Clouds? Because Head in the Clouds isn't in Las Vegas, is it? It's not in Nevada. Mm-hmm. How was it? What was it like getting to really fly out to your first festival and not being someone that's attending, but like you're there, you hop on stage, and there's thousands of people out there waiting to see specifically you.
It was cool. I mean, like, it was in like California, like, so like I've like been there like a bunch of times, but I mean, like, it was like very like cool to like experience, you know, actually like going out there and like, you know, like having like my own like trailer and shit.
Love it. Well, I mean, I know Los Angeles is pretty or not infamous, but famous for its food. Was there anything in particular that kind of made you really be like, this was a life-changing experience in terms of anything new that you tried while you were over there and anything you're excited to try when you're over here?
I feel like Los Angeles is very like hit or miss. It's like either really ass or it's like really good. I think one place that I really like, which my manager actually like took me to, is called Sugarfish. Okay. And it's like the best sushi like ever. And then I used to DoorDash a lot this one place called Ramen Melrose, and that's like a really good like ramen spot.
Dope. Yeah. Well, I mean, any recommendations for anyone? Would those be your recommendations for anyone from this side traveling to LA for yourself?
I don't really know what you guys have or don't have. Like, do y'all like have like do you guys have like canes?
Oh, no, we do not have canes. We do not. No, bro, we don't.
Okay,
yeah.
So, like, definitely try canes. Do you guys have Chick-fil-A?
No, we don't have Chick-fil-A either. I love how assumption for Australia is just to be the South.
Bro, I don't know. Like, I have no clue. Like I know nothing about Australia except for that there's like kangaroos.
Okay. Like, Let me give you a rundown for this. So we just got Five Guys.
Oh, that shit's like 50,000 years old.
We just got Five Guys, like the last 6 to 8 months.
That's like pretty mid though.
Exactly.
Like, Five Guys is very mid.
Exactly. I mean, we had Taco Bell, but even still.
That's also like very mid.
Exactly. Exactly.
Man. But missing out, yeah. I mean, like, if you plan to come to the U.S., bro, we have probably, like, the best fast food that, like, you'll ever have in your life.
Amazing. Well, I mean, if I was to recommend anything for you here,
out there in, like, a week.
Yeah, do you guys have Guzmani Gomez on that side? It's like a yellow Mexican food store?
No.
No? Okay, when you're in Melbourne, definitely try that. Definitely try that.
Okay. Let me know like a good like another good spot. Let me hear one more.
Another good Australia. Oh, okay. Well, I feel like the McDonald's between maybe actually. Okay, I've been in the States once before, right? And so from reference, I know our KFCs are quite a bit different. Maybe try that out, or even give it like a good old Macca's run for that. Just see the difference between your regular large fast food chains from there and here, and it's like a night and day difference.
Okay, real quick, how do you guys say McDonald's?
Great question. So most people would just say Macca's.
Okay, I know that. I knew that.
You knew it? Can you give us a Macca's?
Macca's.
There, right? There you go. You've got it. You're an Australian native already.
There we go.
I mean, aside from the food stuff, you recently dropped the Homesick EP on SoundCloud, like a really great EP that displays the best of your work as an artist. But the song I want to talk about in particular is Step Back. That's like a track with Sempra. It's a massive funk style track. What was it like kind of delving into that type of sound versus your usual sample heavy stuff?
I actually like played with funk like a long time ago, and then like it was kind of like getting like big, and then I really like Sempra's shit, so like I was like, okay, well, like maybe like me and him should
link up,
like talk, like make like a track and stuff like that. So while I was on tour, actually, I was in a hotel room, and me and him just FaceTimed. He sent like his like part over, then I sent like my part over, like in like the I like recorded in like the hotel room and just sent my shit over, and that was the song. Like
That's
that was
dope.
really it.
Well, I mean, you've already linked
Yeah.
up with a couple of your dream collabs. I wanted to ask, is there anyone else in the world that you're like, oh, if I could collab with them, that would be the dream?
Oh, bro, I got a lot. I got Suicide Boys. I love Tyler the Creator. I love Pharrell. Let me think. Xavier Wolf.
Well, I mean,
Okay.
in terms of, I know you delved into funk previously before making this song with Sempra, but you have a lot of, not a lot, you've got a couple of photos with cars on your Instagram. You've got the Nissan R32 Skyline, and then most recently, I know you covered up the logo, but I did some digging. Is that a BMW M4 G82 in your photo?
It's an M4 competition.
Okay, there we go. Are you a
Yeah.
car guy? You listed off Xavier Wolf as one of your dream collabs. Is that
Yeah.
something, is that a car thing or is that a music thing?
It's more of a music thing. I mean, like, I just love like Memphis shit. And
Okay.
like, I mean, like, I'm really not into cars at all. Like, I just like if it sounds nice and if it goes
That's
fast.
fair.
That's literally all I care about. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, I mean, I wanted to ask if you had a dream car that you wanted to drive, or even like a favorite place that you wanted to drive as well.
I really want. What's the car with like the stars on the roof? Is it a Rolls
Bentley?
Royce?
It might be, yeah, with the moonlight stars on the roof, right?
Yeah, I
Yeah.
want one of those. I want
Great.
that. But those are so expensive.
I
So probably
mean,
not.
look,
Maybe later. Maybe in the
you'll be
future.
on your way very, very soon. Maybe we'll get one ordered in for you. Yeah, a gift from Australia to yourself. I mean, from Ever Langevin to Ash Cash to Hannah Owo, quite a few e-girls feature as the cover of your singles. Now that you're like proper famous, have you ever gotten to meet any of them? And like, what do they think of your music?
I wouldn't say I'm proper famous yet.
Ha.
But I will say, no, I have not met them at all. And I have no clue what they think of my songs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, look, like, what was it like being able to, not even being able, just writing the song about, particularly like Ash Cash and sitting there and being like, this is a crazy experience when it blew up?
Yeah, we kind of just made the song for fun. Like we didn't really like think of it like as like a, oh, like this is like a serious ass song. Like we just like made the song because like it was just funny, and then like when it like took off, I was like, oh, it's probably because like Ash Cash is like, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I mean, on that note though as well, I know you started off posting on TikTok, and primarily it was like an app that you posted like vlogs and skate vids for fun on. Have you had any weird fan interactions in your hometown since then of people being like, "Oh,
Not like any weird ones. I mean, like, I know like some people here know that like I skate like a little bit. So like I like had like two of my like fans like say like, yo, like let's go skate like tomorrow. And then like I'll be like, yeah, like of course. And then like I just won't go. And then but like I would like want to go, but then like I would like forget that like they like asked me like, yo, like let's go like skate tomorrow. But
yeah.
like I would. Like I would, but like I just like forgot to do it.
Are you bringing your skateboard to Australia? Is that
Is there
something
any cool skate
management's?
spots?
There's one in Melbourne. It's not too far from where you're performing. It's just down by, you'll see it when you get here. It'll be down by Flinders Street. It's pretty popular. If you want to check it out, we're kind of one of those countries that's really kind of, I don't know, we're very narky on skate culture, but I feel like having someone here that skates, I know Tyler the Creator skates as well, and he came down and was looking for a couple skate spots, might actually be the linchpin to reviving the culture. So if you're management, we're looking at you. Let's Nathan bring his skateboard down, please.
None of my friends fucking skate though, so like it's just gonna be like me skating and like just them like watching.
Look, you'll see a
But
couple, you'll have a couple, you'll definitely make a lot of friends down here as well, because it's one of those things where we've got a great community of skaters down here that'll take great shots for you. Even just like try and do the craziest bombs on your end, and you'll have a great time down this end.
I'm excited. I'm very excited. It's my
Well,
first time
I'm,
out of the country.
yeah, first time out of the country.
Yeah, I'm literally gonna poop myself because like I'm literally scared shitless of like flying, and
Whoa,
like I have to fly
okay.
for like 19 hours.
I wanted to ask as well. So this is not one of the questions that I had on my notes, but you're from Nevada, right? Nevada's quite hot. So Australia is going to be, what, it's summer down this end, so it's winter on your end. Are you someone that's not a fan of spiders?
Yeah.
Okay, so have you
Is there?
anticipated the likelihood of spiders down on this end?
Oh no.
Do you have,
Is there a lot of spiders?
not at this time of the year. It's getting a bit colder now as we head towards like autumn. But have you anticipated? Okay, what's your game plan? What's your go-to plan of action for a spider that's like bigger than your thumb?
Probably just like run away and tell somebody else to kill it. I'm like a bitch like when it like comes to like spiders or snakes. Like those are the two things that like I cannot do.
Look, no, I'm the same to be fair. But I don't think we're gonna have many snakes. You definitely won't see any in Melbourne. It's too much of a city place. There is nothing here. But you might see a couple of spiders. Do you have any Australian animals that you're super keen to see?
I wanna see a kangaroo. If I don't see a kangaroo in Australia, then I'm gonna be sad. Very sad.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, I'm not sure about wild kangaroos, but if someone can fit it in your schedule, we can definitely arrange for you to have like a bit of a meetup at the zoo with some of our friendly animals.
What's like the most like normal animal for you guys?
That is a fantastic question. We get a lot of birds, parrots. So like the little green lorikeets. I don't know if you guys know what those are.
Oh, really?
Yeah, those are definitely like the most.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Okay. So that's going to be an experience for you. I know a lot of people that come from the States. I'll be walking down the street and I'll see a parrot fly past my head. So that's going to be an experience for you.
Are like those the ones that like talk back to you?
Nah, not necessarily. They're just like little green ones. They make a lot of noise. Like in Melbourne, you'll see a lot of pigeons, I guess.
Yeah, we have those. We have a lot of, like they kind of just like poop everywhere and stuff.
Pretty much exactly the same thing here. I mean, you've got quite a bit of a unique sound to your music as well. Back to the music. I wanted to talk a little bit about some of the inspirations that kind of helped in formulating your sound. Could it have been from your group or even just artists that you listened to? I know you named a couple of dream collabs as well.
Yeah, I mean, my dream collabs for sure. And definitely like the people from my group, I wouldn't be where I'm at without them. And like, I like feel like they did very inspire my sound. And like Snot like to inspire like the sound. I get a lot of you sound like Snot, but I mean,
I wouldn't necessarily say that. Snot is a sound for sure, but your voices are just completely different to me. Like,
thank you.
What does that feel like to yourself? Like, how are you navigating that in terms of being an artist? And I know your music is, compared to Snot, who started making music like years and years ago, what is it like finding your own sound and constantly fighting the comparisons between someone else? Is it a kind of mixture of I'm going to show you how I do this better than this guy? Or are you going to be like, no, I'm my own artist?
I feel like everyone is going to be compared to like everybody. If you take like fucking Xavier Wolf, right, his like fans like might be like, oh, like he sounds like a Memphis like rapper, or like he sounds like Chris Travis, or like whatever like that. But it's just like he's like his own sound. So like I feel like I am my own sound, but I definitely respect Snot one like a lot. He like didn't like originate like the sound, but like he like took the sound like very mainstream.
On top of on that fact of like sound and blending fan bases as well, what was it like posting that you have a tour coming up in Australia and seeing the amount of people being like, come to Sydney, come to Melbourne, come to Perth?
It was dope. Yeah, I mean, like I like didn't even know that I had Australian fans, like, to be honest. Like I knew like I like had like some, but like I didn't know that like I like had more than some, if that makes sense.
I didn't know that
I like had like a good amount, you know?
Yeah, it's such a crazy scenario to have, because I feel like the general consensus among Americans is that Australia is a fake country. So
a fake country?
A fake, it's made up. It's a government psyop.
Bro, I thought, okay, listen, you're going to think I'm so stupid, but just like probably like maybe like 6 months ago, like I like learned this. I thought that Australia and New Zealand were in the same place.
Look, a lot of Australians believe that as well. They're like so shocked to realize New Zealand is not a state of Australia.
Yeah, bro, like I didn't know that. When I talked to like Sempra, like I was like, oh, like he's like Australian, but like he's like from like New Zealand. And I'm like, but they kind of like,
you're like, but like, you're kind of like, the same like thing though, if you think about it.
Yeah.
So what was it like kind of coming to that revelation and being like, oh wow, okay, so I think I'm performing here, but I'm actually performing somewhere else?
I kind of just felt very stupid, and that I should have graduated my senior year.
Look, I mean, you can tell that to everyone else that graduated senior year, but none of them are performing in Australia, so they can eat that. Well, I mean, I wanted to ask as well, is there, you guys, you're not performing in New Zealand, are you? for the Homesick tour, is there anywhere in the world that you would like to tour after this? Now that you're a proper globetrotter.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely want to tour New Zealand. I want to see Japan, so I definitely would want to tour Japan, like, even though, like, I'm not going to be able to, like, understand, like, anything at all. But I mean, like, I would like to just go, like, around, like, the world and just kind of, like, see, like, different shit.
Well, I mean, that's pretty much all the questions that I've got for you for today. It's been a pleasure talking to you, one and only. I mean, you guys listening can watch him perform next Friday at the Sydney Maher Music Bowl, and you guys can follow him at One and Only on all platforms. One and Only, back to you. Tell the people what you have going on.
I just dropped a song called Ghost Killer. It's on all platforms, and I love you guys. I love everybody. So, thank you.
Amazing. And we love you too, man.